On this week's edition of Cross Examine, we will be discussing the recent omnibus bill that was passed in Congress last month, as well as H-2 visas, how it's another effort to deny Americans the right to work. Stay tuned. Well, welcome, my friends, to another episode of Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb, and we are coming from KKK Radio Studios in the lovely Harrison, Arkansas. If this is the first time tuning in, I just want to welcome you all. Please continue to listen to our show and the other shows on White Pride Radio. A wealth of information. All these shows are family oriented, so your children should be watching and listening to this show, as well as all the other shows. More than ever, you need to get your children involved in what is happening around them, because they are going to have to deal with this mess that we see today when they get older. So it's very, very important that your children are involved. And so I would always encourage everyone, sit down when you're listening to this radio show, have your children with you. But first off, just want to welcome you again to Cross Examine. And we are in 2016, January 2016. I often wondered myself, where did 2015 go? So many things occurred in 2015, and 2016, before you know it, will be out of the way, and we'll be talking about 2017. So, a lot of things happening here at KKK Radio. We have had a lot of new shows put on the air. We have reformatted our programs, had a lot of new shows. So again, I really encourage everyone to look at the programs every day. Every day there is something changing. But I would like to start out talking about on this show a little bit more of the economics. I want to start out with, of course, the economics of the United States, the state of the economy, as you may call it. But Paul Ryan, he is the new Speaker of the House, a Republican, Speaker of the House from Wisconsin. He was the vice president contender during the Republican primary on the last go-around with Obama and Biden. And of course, Paul Ryan lost that election, and now he is the Speaker of the House, and people have said how great Paul Ryan is, how much he is able to bring the different factions of the Republican parties together. But really, it's just a smokescreen. Paul Ryan really is not a conservative. And what is a conservative nowadays? There's so many different definitions of a conservative. Are you economic conservative? Are you social conservative? Are you a conservative that could potentially be homosexual? Could you be a conservative that believes in your social fiscal responsibilities, but be very liberal regarding moral issues? And so conservatives is really just a loose fit term. But so often people will say conservative and refer to a person as a conservative if they are your basic economic and moral standards as far as traditionally of what America was. But again, Paul Ryan, he is known as a conservative from Wisconsin. But really, he is a liberal. He's very much not a so-called traditional conservative. He is someone that really plays the tune of the liberal establishment, the one world order, as you may say. Someone that will go along with the crowd with Obama and the far left in trying to bring the social and economic change in America. So everyone needs to be really aware that Paul Ryan, just because he's a Republican, so much that he is a Republican, and even though he may be so-called a conservative, does not actually mean he is someone that is looking out for the traditional white American. The traditional white American out there does not really have a voice in politics anymore. There may be a few out there in the current political scene, but for the most part, there really is no one that speaks out for the interests of white people in politics and on the national scene, if you want to call it that. But recently, the omnibus bill, it's a 2,000-page omnibus bill that passed the House and passed the Senate. And what's really amazing about this bill is that this bill is a $1 trillion bill. Did you hear me, my friends? A $1 trillion bill that's passed the House and the Senate. And this bill, that has passed both houses is ginormous. It's $1 trillion. And the spending of this is so far reaching as regarding what it funds. $1 trillion, you can spend a lot of different programs on $1 trillion. Some of the things that I want to lay out of what it does, and this is from The Hill, is The Hill, and The Hill is a paper that governs what's being presented on the Capitol Hill, and that's why the report is called The Hill. But The Hill reports House leadership allies Wednesday night fought off a last-ditch attempt to add conservative provisions to the $1.1 trillion spending package that would have driven away Democratic votes. The powerful Rules Committee, which decides how exactly a bill will be structured on the floor, rejected a suite of amendments from the House of Freedom Caucus that focused on a range of topics from national security and abortion to environmental regulations. And Paul Ryan's, this was his first legislation to pass the House, was basically a sellout to the American people, masquerading as an appropriation bill. And that's all it was. It was not really an appropriation bill. It was a sellout. It was a bill that funded all sorts of things and allowed increased involvement of the United States government in our daily lives. Now, this is just a couple of things that this bill funds, okay? And hopefully you are really paying attention. This is what the bill funds, a bill that was shoved down our throats by the sellouts in Congress, by Paul Ryan, who basically is another sellout politician, selling out his mother, his father, his grandkids, his great-grandkids. He's selling out our country, my friends. And this is what the bill funds. Number one, it fully funds Obama's illegal executive order, known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. And this bill, which basically allows illegals to remain in the United States. Don't see how this bill helps the American people, but this is what the bill funds. Number two, this bill funds sanctuary cities. And what are sanctuary cities, if you do not know? Sanctuary cities are cities where the cities themselves allow illegal aliens to remain in the city. They help encourage illegal aliens to come to their towns. They help illegal aliens to find jobs and take jobs away from the actual citizens of the towns. Houston, Texas, for example, is a huge sanctuary city. And Houston is bombarded by illegal aliens. They're bombarded by a debt. They're bombarded by high crime rate. They are bombarded by unemployment rate. Houston allows illegal aliens basically come there and they do not do anything to try to deport the illegal aliens or do anything to cause attention to the illegal aliens. So these are what sanctuary cities are. So the bill funds sanctuary cities. The bill funds all refugee programs. All refugee programs. And again, what are the refugee programs? Refugee programs are those that are allowing Syrians coming into the United States. They're allowing Iraqis, the Afghanistans. All your so-called refugee programs are programs which allow non-whites that are coming from other countries to flood into the United States. Again, it's just another part of trying to change the demographics of the United States. So again, this bill helps to fund all refugee programs. And number four, it funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years. Again, it's funding all of these immigration programs. And again, what is the purpose for all of this? It's not an appropriation bill. It's all of this is to allow and to increase the flood of non-whites into the United States to change the demographics. Number five, it funds the release of criminal aliens. Did you hear that, my friends? It funds the release of criminal aliens. So if you have illegal aliens or even legal aliens in the United States, it's going to help them to be released earlier. It quadruples, number six, it quadruples H-2B foreign worker visas. Worker visas, and that is something we will talk more, a little bit more on the show, but H-2B foreign worker visas. Those are visas where workers can come in here by the thousands. And supposedly those are programs where ordinary Americans refuse to take the jobs or don't want those jobs. So they so-called say, well, we're going to have these H-2B worker visas of workers to come into the United States and take the jobs that just ordinary Americans don't want. And it's a smokescreen. And again, it quadruples that. It funds tax credits for illegal aliens. Number eight, it locks in huge spending increases. And number nine, it fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. So it does not funding. So it doesn't fund that. But also, this bill includes a $25 million for the end of what's called modern slavery initiative. And it's not applied to Muslims who are still engaged in slavery, but it includes the $25 million for the end of modern slavery initiative. It's just ridiculous. It grants temporary tax breaks to the rum industry in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. It removes restrictions on children sledding in D.C. Did you hear that? It removes restrictions on children sledding in D.C. Well, thank God. I'm glad they got that taken care of. It does delay some of the taxes imposed by Obamacare. It continues funding for health care for 9/11 first responders and adds multiple provisions that deal with regulations on food and agriculture. Now, not only are those items there that I just talked about, some of those things that are listed, but according to Time Magazine, quote, Republicans are able to include two riders that enforce undisclosed political spending. One protects what's called dark money, and those are groups from the IRS, and allows them to continue running political ads without disclosing donors. And the other blocks the Securities and Exchange Commission from compelling corporations to reveal their campaign finance activities. So those are the two things, according to Time magazine, that the Republicans were able to include in there. Of course, those helps the Republicans and Democrats, so of course, that's why they were able to get that in there. Now, not only is this, all this is really unconstitutional spending in itself, but the Republican-led House also slipped in CISA, C-I-S-A. What is C-I-S-A, CISA? It's the infamous cybersecurity bill. And this bill, which the Senate passed in October, had raised the great concerns that many Americans concerning internet privacy was concerned about over the years, that where the government is allowed to encroach more into your private affairs, your personal information. And this is really an Orwellian type of system in which the government is able to secretly get into your privacies, your privacy information on the internet. It is very, very scary, my friends, what this bill does. All of this does, the cybersecurity bill, basically is really just a wolf in sheep's clothing. It allows the government to gather private information from corporations. It's so-called used sometimes, as they like to call it, by law enforcement investigations. But with that, they don't require a search warrant. They don't require any type of warrant whatsoever from any judge, from any administrator, to get into your private information. And all it does is allows portals for agencies like the FBI, the Office of Director of the National Intelligence, and allows just companies to hand over information directly to the law enforcement and the intelligence agencies, instead of the Department of Homeland Security. And again, this is a slippery slope that this the cybersecurity bill, which again was included in this omnibus bill. And so this bill, it's just another demonstration of how it is really ruining America. It's ruining our demographics. And when we talk about demographics, we're talking about the racial makeup of a society. And so that's what I'm talking about when we say demographics. And so when you allow sanctuary cities fundings, when you allow refugee programs, when you're quadrupling a H-2B foreign worker visas, when you're allowing the deferred action of childhood arrivals, which are basically the illegal aliens, all of these things have one common thread that runs through it all. And that is, it is all designed for white genocide. It is all designed to allow the continual deterioration of the racial makeup of the United States. There is an intent and a purpose to create a non-white America. They do not want America to reflect the traditional ideas of America. They don't want America to look and to be traditionally looked upon by the same people that created America. America was created by a white European people. White Europeans. That is what America was founded by and founded for. The very first immigration bill in the United States limited immigrants only to white people. Unless you were white, unless you were Christian, you could not be a citizen into the United States. And so all these programs that have been designed over the years is to design to create a melting pot, if you will, in changing the racial makeup of America. And this omnibus bill with $1.1 trillion just continues to put America in the cesspool of economic slavery. We are nearly bankrupt. America is bankrupt. We are trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in debt, my friends. The national debt has doubled just in the past 8 years, from the foundation of our country up until President Obama was elected president. We were about $7 to $8 trillion in debt. Now we are $17 to $18 trillion in debt. Within 8 years, we have doubled our debt. And what does all that mean? That means that our country is not going to be able to sustain itself. A good show that I would recommend everyone listen to is Scotch Templeton on his show on KKK Radio, a wealth of information on the money system and how our money system has been hijacked by the internationalist jewelry. We have traditionally the money in the United States was dictated by Congress. Now it's run and controlled by the Federal Reserve System. And the Federal Reserve Bank, the Federal Reserve System, is a private bank. It has no relationship to the United States government whatsoever. It is not in our Constitution. It is a private bank that loans money to the United States. And the United States then has to give the money back plus interest. Now, where does the Federal Reserve Bank get its money? They just print it up. That's all they do. They just print the money up and says, okay, we're going, let's say, loan you $100. Now you have to give us $101 back, or $102, $103, whatever the interest may be at that point. Now, when the Federal Reserve Bank loans money out and prints money out, the United States government cannot even pay the interest off. The United States government is so far in debt that eventually our country will hit critical mass. So that is why these bills that are being passed continually in Congress not only puts our government more in debt, but also it's bringing more non-whites into the United States. It is an agenda. It is a program that our enemy of our people wants to do. They want our government to be totally collapsed to the point that they are dependent on the government. They want the people to be dependent on the government, and they do not want our people, the white Europeans, to no longer to be in control of our destiny. Now, some of you may be saying, oh my gosh, you just sound like a paranoid lunatic. Well, look, open your eyes, my friends. Get on the internet. You don't have to do very much research to realize that the United States is vastly becoming a non-white country. That the America that we used to love and dear is no longer in existence. You can quickly see that our economic system has fallen apart. We are almost going to reach critical mass when our system can no longer sustain itself. And so, my friends, you need to be cautious of what is happening. You need to be diligent of what is going on. Now, I'm going to take a quick break, and when I get back, we'll talk about the H-2 visa program. So stay tuned. Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Divorce, crime, war, families torn apart. What do these things have to do with money? Listen each week to Scotch Templeton and Money Matters, because money doesn't have to be complicated, but when it is, people suffer.
Welcome back to Cross Examine. I am your host, Attorney Jason Robb. We welcome you back again to our show. We have been talking about the omnibus bill that recently was passed by Congress, over $1.1 trillion. And some of those things in the bill basically was to continue this white genocide in the United States, to continue to change the racial makeup of the United States. And I'd like to end the show dealing with the H-2 visas. Now, the H-2 visas is a program. It's a guest worker program. And basically, it's directly responsible of depriving the poorest Americans, citizens here in the United States, jobs. And there was a new investigation by BuzzFeed, and it specifically stated that it is a exploitation by the capitalists for a short-term gain. And the investigation by BuzzFeed found, quote, that many businesses go to extraordinary length to deny jobs to U.S. workers so they can hire foreigners instead. And that is specifically Mexicans, it's other Latin American workers who are basically imported here to replace Americans in the workplace. BuzzFeed also reported that last year, thousands of American companies won permission from the Obama administration to bring a total more of 150,000 people into the country as legal guest workers for so-called unskilled jobs. And that's a process known as H-2 visas. Now, supposedly, the H-2 visas is to fulfill the liberal lie about getting people to do jobs that Americans just simply don't want to do. And this is, of course, actively promoted and supported by the Obama administration and even the Republican Party for the most part, and all your so-called establishment figures seeking to justify the ongoing third world invasion in the United States. And that's all it is. The continuation of exploitation and changing the racial makeup of the United States. This lengthy BuzzFeed report, based on the Labor Department's own records, court filings, and more than 100 interviews, the Inspector General reports, and analyzing the state and federal data, found that, quote, many businesses go to extraordinary length, like I said, to skirt the law, deliberately denying jobs to American workers so they can hire foreign workers on H-2 visas instead. And they continue on saying that at the same time the investigation continued, companies across the country in a variety of industries have made it all but impossible for U.S. workers to learn about job openings that they are supposed to be given first crack at. And when workers do find out, they are discouraged from applying. And if, against all odds, Americans actually get hired, they often are treated worse and paid less than foreign workers doing the same job in order to drive the Americans to quit. And even worse, even BuzzFeed found that companies often do this with complicity of American officials, that the records show. State and even federal authorities are basically allowing companies to violate the spirit and even the letter of the law with bogus recruitment efforts that are clearly designed to keep Americans off the payroll. And when regulators are alerted to potential problems, the response is often ineffectual. So this H-2 visa program is just another way to bring in thousands of your non-white workers into the United States. Because once these non-white H-2 visa workers come into the United States, legal workers, then they are going to be able to stay here. They're going to be able to bring their families in here. And it'll allow them to actually have the first bite of the apple in order to become citizenship. And of course, if they don't become citizens, then they'll automatically become citizens down the road when they're granted amnesty. It will happen. This is, again, just another way into drive the market down for cheap labor. And that's all it is. We always talk about here in the United States that we need higher wages. Well, how do you have higher wages? It's basic economics. If you flood the market with cheap labor, then you don't have to pay very much for your workers. But if there is a supply and demand, if you need workers, then the companies will force to pay more money for employees. That's why we didn't have problems to pay employees. That's why people could go to a job and work and have a decent pay, because they knew that they could stay at that company and continue to work there. But unfortunately, this H-2 visa program is designed to continue to overflow the market with cheap labor, and this cheap labor is basically your non-whites. Again, a way to change the racial makeup of the United States. Well, my friends, that is all I have today. I hope you enjoy it, and we will see you next week. And remember, you have the right to exist.